This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, should there be a change at play caller? Should the Texans look at changing the play caller, and will that help them? You know, hey, the Jets did it. When they moved from Nathaniel to Todd Downing, should the Texans do something like that? Here's Chris Long's take on the idea of changing play callers.
So they haven't played Jacksonville, then they have a bye.
And I know he's tight with the quarterback coach, right? I know there's other guys that are in the building and call plays. Like, did we look at that as Bill Lazor?
Yeah.
He's called some plays in the NFL before. But they have to have a conversation about the play calling, because the play calling is not good. And I've seen teams work around worse offensive lines. There are some decent players. Guys who have played good ball in the past on this offensive line, but they're not playing together, and they're doing unsound shit. They're pulling Shaq Mason to pick up an edge guy who's screaming off the edge. He's tiptoeing. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, you've given up a sack to Devondre Sweat. The guy hadn't had a sack since Jesus was a baby. And you're giving up a sack to that guy. He's 380 pounds. How do you give up a sack to a 400 pound guy late in the down?
All right. As you heard there, Clint, as he talked about some of the offensive line stuff. And I know that's been a conversation piece around here.
Slowick losing it?
Should they be maybe looking at making a change with Bobby Slowick? What were your thoughts surrounding some of the stuff Chris Long had to say?
Well, I think some of the points that Chris made are spot on. I think now, if his overall point is to make, I didn't know his overall point was that they should make a change at the play call. I think that's silly. I think the thought of it is silly. I mean, if anybody out there can point to a mid-season play caller change for a team that's set for the playoffs that worked in a positive light, let me know. Positive manner, let me know. That to me, that overall is really, really silly. The thought now, Bobby has plenty of blame laid at his feet. No question about it.
Well, real quick, let's jump into that part of it. Why do you think it's really, really silly? Because I agree with you, but there are a lot of people. I'm going at it with somebody on the text line right now on why I was called Sherlock Holmes on here. Why to you is it really, really silly?
Well, one because everybody in that room that you would go to, whether it's Gerard Johnson or Bill Lazor, both of those guys are heavily involved in what the hell's going on already. Number one. Number two, the overall overarching undisciplined lack of physicality starts at the very top. And when the very top doesn't hold guys accountable to be that, the offensive coordinator or the O-line coach or the quarterback coach can't do it themselves. So that part of it's not going to change. And then if you look at what the issues are on this football team, you don't have to look any further than the last play, literally the last play of the game. They Chris Sims is going out there nationally talking about, they need to do more man protection. Did you watch Juice Scruggs the last play of the game with Simmons on him? Have you watched Shaq Mason all year long get absolutely destroyed by middle of the road defensive tackles in what ends up being one-on-one man type protection?
What Chris Long just said with Sweat.
Yeah. Like what he is seeing is absolutely, the guys are seeing things. They're seeing the same things I'm seeing, but from a national perspective, you're watching a couple of things and then going, oh, this is what they got to do to fix it. And in reality, there is no quick fix with what's going on and changing the play call. It's just interesting to me. I mean, the guy that orchestrated the quarterback having the absolute best rookie season that most people have ever seen last year is the same guy that you're wanting to fire this year. Last year, things were going just fine in this same exact system, but this year you got a tougher schedule, you got some better players, dudes aren't playing worth the flip for whatever reason, guys are undisciplined, and penalties continue to be an issue, and it's the play caller. I don't disagree that the play caller has plenty of blame in this situation, but the thought of jumping to fire somebody or remove them from play calling duties, in my opinion, is silly. There's not much good, if any, can come from that at this point in time.
People are texting in off of this, and I didn't know if we were going to head here, but people are texting in off of this. Look what happened to the Bills last year, Clint. And then what's happening with the Jets this year are two examples of it.
It's that simple.
What happened to the Jets this year?
I guess they beat the Texans after they
left. Yeah. There are outliers, no question about it. But the like the Bills. What the Bills were doing was they were being too aggressive. They were taking too much risk and were not playing to their quarterback strengths. And what they did was they took out half the playbook and said we're no longer going to be a vertical passing team. Even though our quarterback has an extremely strong arm, we're now going to feature the running backs, the tight ends, and the quarterback in the run game and in the quick pass game. Now that is an extremely drastic change that did work out for Buffalo. You don't have you don't have that option here. In Houston, it is going to be some iteration of what they're already doing. You're not gonna drastically change and all of a sudden not target Nico Collins and trade him next year. You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah.
That's a good find and it did work for Buffalo, but that's not what you're gonna do here. That's not your option here. You're gonna do some iteration of what you already are doing. And if there's a guy in the room that could call plays and all of a sudden fix this offensive line and he hasn't done it yet, boy, he's a real POS.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. As you said, man, it is a tough one. I think if Tyler did a poll, especially for our listeners, if Tyler did a poll, I think fire – tell me if I'm off, Tyler. You'll follow this. I think – if he did a poll, fire Bobby Slowick, I think, would win at an 80%+ clip.
Oh. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, no question. No question.
And I mean a good amount of people. If Sports Radio 610 did that, it would win at about an 80%+ clip. And I don't know. The best that I've heard, Clint, is what I've seen under the text line. It's crazy to believe that the Texans need 5 new offensive linemen, but they do. Bobby is an issue to them. They're just not responding to him, just my opinion. That's one where I don't necessarily know if Bobby's an idiot now all of a sudden based off of last year when he was a genius. But clearly they're not responding to him or responding to the elementary things that's being asked to do. Because I do think some of it is just talent. Some of these guys just aren't equipped to do it anymore at this point. But then some of it is the mental stuff and just absolutely not knowing where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing. I can get with there. Maybe they've tuned out Bobby. That would be really, really quick for them to tune out a guy that was just with them last year that helped them. Like, I mean, he helped Dalton Schultz get paid.